My family supports me in ways that I took years for me to realize. And now that I see this, I'm ready to put myself in the faith that I had before. I know God has grown stronger. My love for my family is one of the strongest forces in the world. But family doesn't always mean my mom, my dad, my brother. Family is my best friends, who I would do anything for. Family is a community of neighbors and family friends who watch me grow up, see me fail, and see me succeed. No matter how far away I'm from these people that I love, I'm always connected, and those connections can never be severed. Even long after people close to me gone, my love and them will keep me connected with them. I believe that love is the divine in all of us. I believe in living my life to its full potential and not regretting anything. There are so many experiences that I've had that have shaped my life and made me the person that stands before you today. Yet there are so many more experiences for me to have. These experiences aren't all extravagant adventures to 100, but simple things that make me happy. I love jumping in puddles, but I never do it anymore. I thought I was getting too old to jump in puddles. I thought I needed to be more mature, but jumping in puddles makes me happy. How come I never chase the ice cream truck anymore? Or sing the top of my lungs in the pond? Growing old is mandatory. Growing up is optional. The childhood spirit within me needs to be kept happy, for that spirit feeds my soul. Just because I have to grow older doesn't mean I have to stop playing. These three things I know for sure. As for those big questions, I'm still questioning. I was raised in a house where I was free to question and explore. My family contains a philosophy major and a philosophy major. The discussion alone changed my thoughts daily. I'm not done exploring yet, but I have much more to learn. My explorations will never be over, but as for right now, I don't need no answers. I'm content with the love of my family and the joy of
myself with religion. The way I see it, the able to offer leads to closed-mindedness and refusing to expand. A good example of this is religion. There are a lot of occasions where persons compare themselves as being part of a group of people who worship a certain religion, and they think they're healing and refuse to hear out other possibilities. I think that this is that person is under service to themselves and the other child. Another place where this is evident is politics. Oftentimes, we compare to their left-wing or conservative person or right-wing individual. And again, I think that this is fine as long as they listen up and hear out the other party's ideas and suggestions. In my opinion, once a person feels out of doubt about any prior knowledge, the most vulnerable to their Democrat, that they have lost the opportunity to hear two choices on their defense. That's a great opportunity that we as Americans are granted. One more point I'd like to convey is that I'm definitely not against religion in general. Being a part of a group of people with common beliefs is a great thing. This can make people feel like they fit in and meet with other group of people who relate to them. Another positive form of religion is that it gives people hope. An example of this would be prayer. People pray in times of joy and in times of peril. In tough times, prayer and religion can give some motivation to keep going and stay positive. Finally, I would like to say that I don't feel like I have been through enough or considered all my options for long enough to say that I have completed my set of beliefs. I'm not in any quick hurry to do so because I'm quite content right now. But I'm sure that as I mature further and grow older, I will have a more personal consciousness with myself. When this time comes, I think that I'll be completely meaningless, that it takes me to certain ideas and topics that may relate to certain religions. Even once I do that, I'll be sure not to settle into the beliefs of myself. Because you never know.
Thank you.
Thank you.